That is your top of the hour weather and news here at WTSQ. And I am joined in the studio by Emily Wammeldorf of Planned Parenthood. Am I saying your last name right?
You are. I'm so impressed.
Perfect. And we also have Rusty Williams, an old friend of mine. And I love having you in here in the studio to talk about both of your organizations. Rusty's here on behalf of ACLU, and Emily is here on behalf of Planned Parenthood. And you guys are going to tell us a little bit about your organizations, but we're also going to be talking about what is going on in West Virginia starting this week over at the Capitol. So which one of you wants to take it away? Go ahead, Rusty.
Well, first of all, really appreciate you having us on. These kinds of conversations are absolutely crucial as far as getting citizens involved in government and allowing folks an opportunity to really see what's going on with their state house. So really appreciate you letting us on.
Of course.
Legislative session is going to kick off February 12th, this Wednesday. And we are preparing ourselves for any and everything. Governor Morrissey kind of set the tone for what we're likely to see with his inaugural address. Unfortunately, there was a lot of rhetoric about, you know, DEI and the, quote, woke mind virus. So we're likely to see some pretty gnarly attacks on marginalized communities coming down early in legislative session. So we, as far as citizen engagement, we always tell folks that citizenship is not a spectator sport. If you really want to see West Virginia become the place that we all know it can be and we all want it to be, you got to get in the game and participate. So, you know, forums like this, where we're allowed to not only keep folks up to speed on what's going on in the legislature, but also sharing volunteer opportunities and just general information about how to get involved is critically important. So thank you for having us.
You are most welcome. Most welcome. That's the whole point when I started talking to Emily about this. You know, I said, I really want our listeners to be informed, because there is so much going on and there's so much stuff that unless you are already kind of tied into things politically, there's a lot of stuff that's going to go right over your head. And you're not even going to really understand what some of these laws and things are meaning and what some of these bills and things that are going up, what they actually mean to us as the general public.
Absolutely. And there's also a disconnect. You know, folks, there's a lot of rhetoric and a lot of sound bites that come down from the national politics that I think folks get confused often, and they see something happening in D.C., and I'll get calls, and they're like, I can't believe this is happening here in West Virginia, you know, and you got to calm them down. No, that's something completely different, but it's an opportunity to, you know, get somebody engaged and to give them a little bit of information about, you know, what's happening here in their backyard.
Yes.
Well, I think it's really easy to get caught up in what's happening at the national level and to not know as much about what's going on at the state level, but like we mentioned earlier, what's happening at the state level is what's going to most directly and most immediately impact the people in our communities. So important
exactly.
to know what's going on, but sometimes hard to figure it out because it's very complicated and in the weeds. And the process is maybe intentionally made to be inaccessible to folks for a certain reason or another.
Exactly. So before we get into a lot of stuff, why don't each of you take just a moment and let people know what it is that your organizations do so they kind of understand where you're coming from in all of this as well.
Yeah, I work for Planned Parenthood South Atlantic. Maybe you're familiar with Planned Parenthood. Pretty recognizable reproductive health care and sexual health educator nationally. In West Virginia, we have one health center that's near Parkersburg in Vienna, West Virginia. I work for our advocacy side. So in addition to providing health care services, we also do a lot of advocacy at the state level. And so I am our director of policy and campaigns, which is a very fancy way of saying I do our lobbying work, and I also manage our organizing program. So we do state-level lobbying and advocacy, as well as community organizing and grassroots work in various places across the state.
And where can people find information about your organization?
Best place is to follow us on Instagram, and that's super easy. It's PPVSAT, so Planned Parenthood Votes South Atlantic. And then on that Instagram account, you can find a link tree in our bio, and there are links to sign up to volunteer. There's links to sign up for our email updates, which please sign up for those so that you can get the updates about what's going on during legislative session. That'll be a really great way to find that information. And again, volunteer opportunities across West Virginia. So they will all be linked in there and you can sign up and get involved.
Perfect. And Rusty?
Yeah, I'm here representing the ACLU of West Virginia. We are the American Civil Liberties Union, and we're the entity that when the government tries to take your rights away, we step in and sue.
Yeah.
We are the protectors of your civil rights. We actually came to West Virginia during the mine wars when West Virginia citizens were literally being bombed by the federal government, and we have been here on the ground, on the front line, protecting and defending West Virginian civil rights ever since.
And where can people find out more information about your organization?
You can go to acluwv.org. Our comms director is amazing at keeping our website updated, keeping all the information on there. We're also on all social media platforms. Sign up. We need all the volunteers we can get. This legislative session, we're going to approach things a little bit differently. Mm-hmm. We are actually going to implement a volunteer program. There's been a huge influx of folks since the election reaching out, wanting to help. You know, they want to get involved. A lot of folks want to get on the ground, but they don't really know how.
Mm-hmm.
So we're starting a program where if folks want to log into the legislature's website, you know, all the committee meetings and floor sessions, they're all live streamed. So folks want to get involved, they can sign up to watch a committee meeting online and take notes and basically report back to us what, you know, what was discussed. And it not only gives folks a way to get engaged and really exercise their rights as a citizen, but it also helps us with, you know, keeping track of all the information. So
you guys can only do so much.
Yeah, you know,
as so many people that are in an organization. So having these people volunteer, both of you, having people volunteer and help out really just strengthens your organization and helps you be able to do the things that you really need to do. If you guys can have someone out there just helping to get that info funneled back into you.
Absolutely. And, you know, like Emily said, I'm the advocacy director at the ACLU, which is another fancy way of saying I'm the lobbyist, right?
Yeah.
When I'm not in the building trying to convince lawmakers, you know, to do the right thing by all West Virginians or sometimes irritating these folks, I like to teach other people how to irritate their lawmakers. And again, this is an all hands on deck situation. We need as many folks involved as we can possibly get. And I'm really excited about the new approach this legislative session.
So, again, if you're just now tuning in, we have in the studio with us, we have Emily from Planned Parenthood and Rusty from the ACLU, and they're going to tell us a little bit about of some of the bills and things and stuff that's going to be going on during the legislative session that does kick off this Wednesday is when everything starts over there at the Capitol.
Well, I think one thing to note before even talking about, like, bills or things that we expect is that there are a lot of changes that we're going to see to just the process and like what Rusty and I are used to. One, the Senate president lost his primary back in May. And because of that, we've seen a huge, like, drastic change in leadership over in the Senate. Basically, like, almost every committee structure is different now, like the different chairs and different majority leader. I mean, it is very difficult to say what the process in the Senate is going to look like under this new leadership. I don't think that this new leadership structure is going to mean that they're suddenly great on the issues that Rusty and I care about. I think that we can expect them to still lean incredibly conservative. For my issues in particular, I don't have any expectations that they're going to suddenly not be anti-abortion. But, you know, I think also we're going to see on the House side, the Speaker of the House has proposed some significant changes to the entire legislative process over there. On the surface, it does seem to, like, signify an attempt to slow down the process and have, like, more thoughtful lawmaking, which Rusty and I are all for. We've seen a lot of unthoughtful lawmaking in the past, and so would love to see that. But I also think there is potential that these changes will impact the way that the public is able to engage in the legislative process, for better or for worse. So we're going to all be on quite a bit of a learning curve, at least for the first, like, week or so, as we get adjusted to, like, all of this and see kind of what comes out of these changes.
And it is going to be cool then, our first talk on Friday, for you guys to kind of say, okay, this is what we're seeing, you know, this is how it's appearing that things are going to work. So we'll get more of an update, you know, from Emily or from Rusty on Friday at 11 a.m. too. We're going to be knowing kind of what it is that's kind of happening, some what those changes have meant for the process.
Absolutely. And another thing that I think is important, especially early in session, you're going to see an influx of bills come out on day one.
Mm-hmm. Right?
And what we typically see is a lot of panic, right? Like, people see really bad ideas. Like, for instance, there's a bill that's it gets introduced every year to criminalize opioid treatment programs, right? Like some really gnarly bad ideas. And people tend to have a knee-jerk reaction and freak out. But it's important to know that every year there are thousands of bills that get introduced and only a couple hundred that make it all the way through the process. So having forums like this, you know, where people can get updated once a week or so and see in real time what is actually moving, I think could go a long ways in tamping some of that down, right?
I agree.
You know, on our website, on ACLUWV.org, we will have our bill tracker up. So anybody that wants to follow what we are following, you can log in and see in real time exactly where those bills are in the process. We share notes. So if I'm in a committee meeting and I hear a lawmaker say something really crazy, sometimes I'll put that online so people can see and actually what, not just what is being passed, but little tidbits of the discussion, you know, that took place as far as moving that legislation. So it's really important to stay calm, stay up to speed as far as what's moving, and don't panic, because that panic can create a lot of problems, right? You get a lot of people who are super concerned about something that may not be moving or may not even have a shot of moving, but yet they engage lawmakers and there's antagonistic conversations happening, and it really can set your movement back. So it's crucial to pay attention and to not panic.
And I actually have a rule for our team that is you're not allowed to freak out about a bill until it moves. Like, it, just because it's introduced, it doesn't mean we're not spending any of our, we, there is so much energy and time and a lot that goes into session, and we have to preserve every little piece of peace that we have during session. And so top of session, I always tell everyone, we're not freaking out until something moves. And for what it's worth, Rusty and I will absolutely let y'all know when it's time to freak out. When something is concerning, we'll definitely bring that to the attention of anybody that we can.
Well, and one thing we talked about too before we went on the air was, you know, sometimes the tactic is to get you in a frenzy, to get you panicked, so that other things that are going to be coming up, you're not going to pay attention to. So it really is best to stay calm. And take a deep breath. If something gets out there and you see it and it pops up and it's scary, give it a moment to see where, you know, what's actually going to happen with that, because that could be something put up just to get you freaked out, to get you scared.
And reach out to like a trusted source. Like, you are welcome to reach out to Planned Parenthood, to the ACLU. Maybe there's a legislator that you do trust and you want to reach out to your legislator and ask them about it. Absolutely. It's okay to ask questions, but definitely don't spend the energy freaking out before we need to, because I'm sure there'll be plenty of needed energy throughout session and we don't want to waste any of it.
Exactly. And we've got a lot of people too on city council and things like that that you can reach out to and ask them, like, hey, this was confusing. You know, how can you explain this to me? What does this actually mean? How is this going to affect us? But again, you guys at ACLU with your bill tracker and everything, that's a really good way to for people to really stay informed on what these bills mean and where they actually are sitting. You know, like you said, some of these may never even go anywhere. They get proposed and then they just sit there because no one else gets behind them.
Right.
So try to stay calm, you know, let things kind of start to actually happen before you start to freak out a little bit over things. Let's take a break. Let's hear from some underwriters that help to make things like this talk possible. And then we're going to hear a song and come back and talk a little bit more about this this coming legislative session and maybe what you guys kind of think could happen and what you foresee happening. So let's hear from those underwriters and then a song. We've got some Idols coming your way. Rusty and I were talking. He said, do you know the band Idols? And I said, yes, we do. And all of our regular WTSQ listeners are very, very familiar with them as well. I'm going to play a song that was one of my first introductions to the band, and really for a lot of us here at WTSQ, because the song is amazing. It is the song Samaritans.
Support for WTSQ is provided by Montana Mechanical Group, a Rood Pro partner specializing in air conditioning service, repair, and installation. Information on all other home services at MontanaMG.com or 304-715-COOL.
Support for WETSQ is provided by Taylor Books at 226 Capitol Street, supporting literature and the arts in Charleston since 1995, offering new and used books, author events, and a fine art gallery with live music every Friday and Saturday in the cafe. Full schedule of events at taylorbooks.com.
WTSQ support comes from 900 on Lee, modern design apartment living in downtown Charleston with 1 and 2 bedroom apartments and multiple layout options. More information available at 900onlee.com.
Hello there, this is Joe from Idols, and you are listening to the magnificent WTSQ 88.1 FM. Don't go changing.
Idols with Samaritans. You were listening to The Morning Mix with Maya here on WTSQ 88.1 FM in Charleston, West Virginia. It is Monday, the 10th day of February, and in studio with me, I have Emily Womeldorf of Planned Parenthood and Rusty Williams of the ACLU. We're talking about some of the laws and things that are going to be happening, stuff that's going to be happening starting on Wednesday at the Capitol here in Charleston, West Virginia, for our legislative session. And, you know, before we took our break, I said that, you know, I would like for you guys to maybe talk about some things that you think what we can maybe expect, what types of bills and things, what could be coming down during the legislative session.
Yeah, as we were talking about earlier, I think because of some of these changes that we're seeing, things probably will be a little bit unpredictable. But I think what we can expect is for our state legislators to kind of keep in line with some of these national trends and threats that we're seeing across the country. For example, I can't pretend that I know every single legislative priority in the House and the Senate, but I think it's pretty certain we can expect for them to continue to attack reproductive freedom in West Virginia. They've been doing it every single year. It continues to be an issue that makes it to the top of their priority list, despite the fact that they actually made it almost impossible to access abortion care when they passed the ban in 2022. I was just saying, in 2024, 15 bills related to abortion were introduced, again, despite the fact that it's already banned. But in comparison, only 13 abortions occurred through 2023. So literally, more anti-abortion bills were introduced in January and February of 2024 than actual abortions happened for the entire previous year.
In the whole entire state of West Virginia.
Yes, yes. So again, yeah. Prioritizing things that really just have like no impact when there are things that could be doing so much good for West Virginians. I also think keeping with a lot of the national trends and the things, the attacks we've seen from the new presidential administration, we can expect that our state legislature is going to keep attacking LGBTQ plus people, particularly mm-hmm. transgender West Virginians. I think, Rusty mentioned that he thinks the Women's Bill of Rights they introduced last year will come back. I think we'll see attacks on gender affirming care. I think just generally, lots of things to really isolate and attack this really, frankly, small portion of our population.
Yeah. And that's kind of the thing that has really baffled me. Even I saw the thing that was talking about in politics about women, the trans women or trans men competing in women's sports is such a high thing in their plan. But the amount of actual trans women competing in women's sports is so minimal.
It's fewer than 40
yes.
nationwide.
Well, yes. Let me tell you, that's not what women need or are asking for in terms of help and protections. There are so many things that could be done that actually help women. Like last year when we had this Women's Bill of Rights, it was actually so wildly insulting to name it that after they had just banned abortion, like not that long prior to that. And I think Rusty actually wrote this entire like women's bill of rights of things that they could actually do to help people, which is a really huge list of things that don't include keeping trans women out of the spaces that are, you know, designated for women.
Yeah.
We welcome them. I'd also welcome so many policies that would actually help me as a woman.
Exactly. Exactly. And Rissa, you had mentioned one that you would really like to see them actually go into, and that's helping people that have been incarcerated, that have, you know, gone through the system, they've done their thing, and now they're out as free people among the public, that to help them.
Yeah, absolutely. Our proactive agenda, you know, we are going into this legislative session. We don't have any delusions. We know there's going to be a lot of defense. You know, like Emily said, a lot of attacks on the LGBTQ community. A lot of misguided priorities, right?
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things that we would like to see as far as a proactive agenda is the restoration of voting rights for folks coming out of incarceration on parole, probation, or supervised release. You know, there's a misconception that if you have ever been convicted of a felony that you lose your voting rights forever in West Virginia, and that's not true. Once you're off paper, you can actually, you can register and you can participate in the process.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to be off paper, right? And I think it's really important to point out the fact that had our president been a resident of West Virginia, he wouldn't have been able to vote for himself in the last election, right?
Mm-hmm.
And by removing the ability to vote, you're essentially stripping away someone's citizenship, right? Like that's the core of your citizenship, your voice. That's taking your voice away. And I think that's the wrong way to go. And I would like to see something done about it. We're also pushing for cannabis reform here in West Virginia,
mm-hmm.
right? In 2017, we became the 29th state to pass medical legislation, and that program, although it took 3 years to get it rolled out, it's working pretty well.
Patients it really is,
here
yeah.
are getting a lot of relief. It's very good to see, you know, patients who had spent decades suffering
mm-hmm.
actually have legal access to this medicine. But you know, now we're looking at our border states. You know, in Ohio, anyone 21 and older can grow their own. They can go to the dispensary and purchase whatever they want as a responsible adult. Same mm-hmm. situation in Maryland, same situation in Virginia. But yet here in the state that touts the motto, Mountaineers are always free, you go to jail if you grow a plant. You go to jail if you get caught with little, small amounts of cannabis. So, you know, I would like to see some cannabis reform here. I think it's really, I don't know, it's kind of disturbing that I live in a state that touts the motto, Mountaineers are always free, but I have to cross the Ohio River to legally smoke a joint, right? And I think we deserve better. Mountaineers deserve better. And I would like to see some action on this issue. It's something that folks are passionate about, and we're going to be pushing for until this nonsense prohibition is done away with.
So I am really looking forward to our talks on Fridays. And like I said, every Friday at 11 a.m., we're going to hear from either Emily or Rusty or both of you together, possibly. They're at the Capitol. We're going to be hearing about bills and things that have taken place, you know, the talks and the things that have taken place that week and what we can expect for the next following week. And then we'll get updates from you guys each week out on Fridays. And again, Emily and I had kind of talked about if something really crazy was happening over there at the Capitol, some big bill or something, you know, comes down, maybe it gets passed or whatever. So we may have a quick break-in with one of them to let us know sometime during the week, hey, this has just happened at the Capitol. We wanted the listeners to know this is what's going on right now in this moment. This is what's happening. So we may have some of those as well, kind of breaking through. And I'll talk with Gaffin. I'm sure he would be cool if it happened, you know, later after lunch. You know, we talked about normally they do like to kind of lunch and break and stuff like that around this time. So we'll be hopefully getting more updates on all of that. We want to really keep our listeners informed on what's going on. Again, so much stuff happens at our Capitol, and us as just normal people on the street, there's a lot of that stuff we don't understand and we don't know what's happening. So I love that you guys are going to be there for us, giving us this information. And thank you so much for taking time out of your morning to come and talk with us.
Thank you for this opportunity. Russ and I are really excited to be plugged in this way.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you very much. And, you know, for folks who are out listening to this, if you want to get involved, you can call me directly. My cell phone number is 304-356-9437. I am more than happy to teach you how to go up and engage in this process and become an effective advocate. So happy to be here, happy to engage in this way, and really appreciative of you and WTSQ for allowing us this forum.
And if you will, one more time, both of you give where people can find information about your organizations.
Yeah, if you want to get plugged in with Planned Parenthood, the easiest way to do that is first go to Instagram, follow us on Instagram. It's very easy. It's PPVSAT, so Planned Parenthood Vote South Atlantic. And then at that Instagram account, you can find a link tree in our bio. And at that link tree, you can find a sign up for our emails, which I highly recommend signing up for our email list. You'll get some updates from legislative session as well as like events that are happening around the state. And then also there should be volunteer opportunities that are linked there. And we're doing community organizing all over the state, doing community education. So please look for those opportunities in that link tree. And then you'll find links to all of our other stuff there as well. It's all in that place. So that is the easiest way to do it.
Perfect.
Yeah. And you can find us at ACLUWV.org and on all the social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, Blue Sky. I believe we still exist on the Dumpster Fire, formerly known as Twitter. And again, I put my cell phone out there, so if you have questions, feel free to reach out to me directly. I'm happy to help. If I don't have the information that you need, I will do everything I can to provide that for you. So, yeah, again, just get engaged and reach out to five of your friends and make sure that they're paying attention and getting engaged as well. And if we all pull the line and tow together, we can turn West Virginia into the state that we all know it can be.
Perfect.
And if Rusty and I can leave you with anything today, is that we know legislative session is it's heavy. There's a lot of information that comes out all at once. Like we mentioned earlier, don't freak out. Just because something's introduced doesn't mean it's going to pass. So let's like take a breath, stay calm, preserve our energy, and also take care of people around you. Sometimes if you're having a hard time, the best thing to do is to help someone else.
Yes.
So get involved locally. We can't make the changes that we want if we don't start at our communities and our neighborhoods. So get involved and take care of each other.
And I will just say this is something really cool to do if you are stressed. I will let you know that the local animal shelters would love for you to come and walk some pets and just spend some time cuddling with kitties and dogs and all that stuff. It's a really good stress reliever and anxiety reducer. So get out there and protect all the community, not just the two-legged ones, but the four-legged ones too. All right. Thank you guys so much for coming in. I'm going to let a couple songs play. We're going to start things off with some Echo Astral and The Mirror is a Monster. And you were listening to The Morning Mix with Maya on WTSQ 88.1 FM in Charleston, West Virginia.